I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kane County Sheriff Ron Haynes says the bomb squad has been working with investigators and the FBI targeting the possession and sale of illegal fireworks.
Some of the places were set up like a storefront in their basement or their garage. They had them all stacked and organized for sale.
The sheriff's Facebook page has a picture of a police pickup full of commercial and consumer-grade fireworks. Some are appreciative, commenting on the page. Others question the use of resources for this.
The black and white of the law is that they're illegal in Illinois, and when you have large-scale fireworks in the hands of untrained, unqualified, and unlicensed people, bad things happen.
Haynes says the bomb squad will be out this weekend, and those caught with what he calls very egregious mortars, meaning the commercial grade stuff, they could face federal charges. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.